Clock is 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central Time. Let's get the latest information on Hurricane Delta. The brand new forecast just issued right now, the wind 85 miles an hour. Seeing that influence coming off the Yucatan Peninsula, moving northwest at 17 miles an hour. So still moving fairly quickly. And we're going to take a look at the latest information. Let's start off with the satellite here. You can kind of get a sense of the size here. And really coming off the Yucatan, we've been talking about getting a little larger. You can see that on the satellite and also the wind field, the center coming offshore, getting into the Gulf of Mexico. And we do expect further strengthening. And you think about the warm water, you think about not a whole lot in the way of wind shear. So we do expect it to get stronger with time. And that is reflected in our forecast. A couple things to note here. One is the actual size of the tropical storm force winds stretching out 130 miles or so from the center. So it's really important not to focus just on that forecast track, not just those actual points themselves, because the impacts stretch well outside of that. And the hurricane force winds even stretching out from the center as well. We do expect this to get larger with time. Not only that, get stronger with time as we continue to move into the Gulf of Mexico with those warm waters and approach the central portion of the Gulf of Mexico coast. So portions, we've got hurricane watch out for portions of upper Texas coast through Louisiana, and some of these areas could see those hurricane force winds. Now, one thing to note, the closer these points are together, really the slower the motion. So this one is going to be moving and actually speed up with time approaching the coast. That means you could see some of those strong winds well inland into Louisiana. So not just a coastal issue, but a large wind field. Some of those winds could stretch well inland into central portions of Louisiana, even getting into Mississippi with time. Let's try to look at the actual onset of some of these winds. By Friday morning, you're going to start seeing some of these rain bands. You're going to start seeing some of the winds get really close to the Louisiana coast, also the upper Texas coast. And also with that, because of a large wind field, you often see some of the water start rising a little early as well. So listen to those local officials. Don't wait, because if that water gets there early and the winds get too high, it could cut off your evacuation route. So listen to those local officials. Get out early. Don't wait. So you look at this. Also, the other thing to note here, the yellows, the reds, and the purple color here denotes the highest probability of getting those tropical storm force winds. And notice they stretch well inland. Places like Lafayette, getting close to Baton Rouge, getting up to Natchez, Vicksburg, where you can see some of those winds. So one thing we do talk about the actual water itself, and one of them is the rainfall. It's moving through fairly quickly. However, because the tropical rains become so efficient, you still could get areas that could get 6 to 10 inches of rain, not just on the coast. Areas like Lafayette, you start getting northward into Natchez, even portions of Vicksburg, and the yellow area here actually looking at 4 to 6 inches of rain. So you got to watch out for that. Could be some flooding associated with it, and the storm surge, dangerous storm surge associated with this storm. Places Cameron, all the way over, going eastward 4 to 7 foot, 7 to 11 foot from Vermilion Bay, looking over to Port Fouchon, and even far towards the east, Lake Bourne, 4 to 6 foot of storm surge. So this has been the latest information from the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Delta.